used to name Snaimiko Vechotagum, and they say Mistoma the Amayoim did go to shul. It's not Mistoma the Amayoim davened at home. They were unable to go to shul. So the Rishonim argue, and the Rishonim say that even someone who goes to shul, they do need to learn Snaimiko Vechotagum. There's an interesting question which was asked to the Trumas Hadeshen, and the Trumas Hadeshen brings an interesting machlekes with the Rishonim. They ask the Trumas Hadeshen on Yom Tov or on the Arba Parshis when we have an extra Kriyas HaTorah. Does someone need to learn Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum on Yom Tov for the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov or not? And the Trumas Hadeshen said that it seems to be a Machlekes Rishonim between Rashi and the Ramban on one side and the Oruch and Rabbeinu Chananel who hold different. The Trumas Hadeshen says that Rashi explains that the whole reason why we need to learn Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum is like we have a chiyuv every single Shabbos in shul to go through the whole set, the whole Torah, and we have Kriyas HaTorah. We start from Parshas Bereishis till we get to Simchas Torah. We finish with Zeis HaBracha. In the same way, every single person personally needs to go through the whole Torah from Parshas Bereishis till Parshas Zeis HaBracha. We need to go every single seder personally. Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, if that is the chiyuv of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, that a person needs to go through the whole Torah, says the Trumas Hadeshen, a person doesn't need to learn Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum on Yom Tov, because since he's going through the whole Torah, and Yom Tov is a separate Kriyas HaTorah, and it's not part of the order of the Kriyas HaTorah, a person doesn't need to learn Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum on Yom Tov. But says the Trumas Hadeshen that there's a second shita, which is the Oruch and Rabbeinu Chananel, where they hold that the chiyuv of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum is that a person needs to be prepared for Kriyas HaTorah. In shul, they're going to learn Parshas Noach this week, and a person needs to understand Parshas Noach, not just to listen. And therefore, a person needs to learn Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum in order to prepare the Kriyas HaTorah, in order that they'll be able to understand what will be read in shul. So there's two shittas. Rashi says that a person needs to go himself personally through the whole Torah from the beginning to the end, and says the Trumas Hadeshen, if so, on Yom Tov, there's no reason to read Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Oruch, where a person needs to understand the Kriyas HaTorah, says the Trumas Hadeshen, that it's possible that according to them, he will need to read Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum on Yom Tov. But the Trumas Hadeshen says that we see that the minhag is that people do not read Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. And the Achronim explained this probably because even though I need to understand the Kriyas HaTorah and on the Yom Tov they're going to learn something from Parshas Emor or Parshas Re'eh or Parshas Kisisa, wherever it will be, but since when it was Parshas Re'eh I learned the Parsha, so therefore I'm able to understand the Kriyas HaTorah which they will learn on Yom Tov. But Al-Koponim, there's two separate explanations. Rashi says that a person has a chiyuv to go through the whole Torah from the beginning to the end. Whereas Rabbeinu Chananel says that the Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum is that a person needs to prepare the Kriyas HaTorah. Now the big nafka mina, which is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, is what happens if someone did not learn Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum on Shabbos. Where it says in the Shulchan Aruch, there are three separate shittas of what happens if someone didn't learn Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. The first shita is that a person should learn it and complete it on that Shabbos. The second shita is till Tuesday. A person can learn Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum until Tuesday. And the third shita is that a person can learn Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum until Simchas Torah. So the Mefarshim explain that the Machlekes is like this, that if we say like Rabbeinu Chananel, that a person needs to prepare the Kriyas HaTorah, and he needs to know what will be learned, so he needs to learn it on Shabbos, and he needs to prepare before Kriyas HaTorah. But even after Kriyas HaTorah, if he learns Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, he is now learning what was learned in Shul, so it's also good. Or even if he learns it till Tuesday, after Shabbos, it's still okay. But the idea is, he needs to know what will be learned, or what was learned on Shabbos. So if a person, 3 months later, wants to learn what they learned 3 months ago on Parshas Vayikra is going to suddenly go back to Bereishis to Tishnei Mekorecha Targum. It's no good. He's already lost it. Because he's not preparing, he's not going to know what was learned on Shabbos 3 months ago. Whereas, according to Rashi, whether a person has a personal chiyuv to go through all the sedras from the beginning to the end, so therefore it doesn't have to specially be this Shabbos. If on Erev Simchas Torah he goes through all the sedras from the beginning to the end, he's also Yotzer. So the third Shitta, which says a person can link Shnei Mekorecha Targum till Shmini Atzeres, till Simchas Torah, that is Shittas Rashi, where a person needs to go through the whole Torah, it's a personal chiyuv, to go through the whole Torah from the beginning to the end. And so therefore, even if he does it on Shmini Atzeres, it will also be okay. What was that? I don't know the answer. I thought the story, someone asked of Elyosha, and Elyosha, I don't know what the answer is. But Akoponim, these two shittas are shittas which, when we put things, halacha lemaisa, will find interesting subjects which come along. If the idea of Shnei Mekorecha Targum is like Rashi, a person has a chiyuv to learn all the sedras from the beginning of the till the end, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, a person needs to do Shnei Mekorecha Targum in order to understand Kriyas HaTorah. The basic nafka mina, the first nafka mina is, what happens on Yom Tov, that maybe a person will need to learn Shnei Mekorecha Targum according to Rabbeinu Hananel. The second nafka mina is, what happens if he didn't learn on Shabbos? According to Rabbeinu Hananel, he has to learn as close to Shabbos as possible, and Chachomim gave him till Tuesday. Whereas according to Rashi, where a person needs to learn all the sedras from the beginning to the end, there Chazal gave him till Shmini Atzeres, he can be mashed until Shmini Atzeres, and on Yom Tov there's no reason to learn Shnei Mekorecha Targum. Right. So if it's to prepare Kriyas HaTorah, says the Tumas HaDeshen, even though we're covered, but I need to know Kriyas HaTorah for tomorrow. If I learned 3 months ago, when it was Parshas Emor, I learned Parshas Emor, and now on first day of Sukkot, the learning Parshas Emor, maybe I do remember. So that's the two sides which the Tumas HaDeshen brings. So the interesting question comes along. There's a few situations, different situations, and what happens when Eretz Yisrael on Shavuos is on Friday, and in Chutzlaret Shavuos is on Friday and Shabbos. And so a person is in Eretz Yisrael, and on the first day of Yom Tov, which is Friday, he has a Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos. The second day of Yom Tov is Shabbos. And if it be in Chutzlaret, it'd be Yom Tov, they'd have the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov. Now that he's in Eretz Yisrael, they've got the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Nosi. So now the question comes along, and the question comes along in two separate situations, and each situation needs to be explained. What happens if, now in Eretz Yisrael, he heard the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Nosi? He heard the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Nosi, and then he went back to Chutzlaretz, and in Chutzlaretz they're reading now Parshas Nosi on Shabbos. Now, when he was in Eretz Yisrael on Parshas Nosi, he learned Shnei Mekorecha Targum Parshas Nosi. Now he's back in Chutzlaretz, they're going to be learning on Shabbos Parshas Nosi. Does he need to now do Shnei Mekorecha Targum Parshas Nosi again? Or, since he learned last week, he doesn't need to. So according to Rashi, where a person has a personal chiyuv to go through all the sedras, if so, there's no reason here. He learned last week Parshas Nosi. So there's no reason now for him to learn Parshas Nosi. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, where a person needs to prepare himself for Kriyas HaTorah, then it could be possible that now he needs to learn Parshas Nosi again, but it won't be worse than Yom Tov. If on Yom Tov we say that you don't need to prepare the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov because you heard it 2 months ago, you learned it 2 months ago, then that as well, if you learned it last week, then lechora he won't need to go through Shnei Mekorecha Targum Parshas Nosi. That makes sense. Now the question which makes it more problematic is the opposite. What happens if someone was in Eretz Yisrael, a boy learning in Yeshiva, and is in Eretz Yisrael, and the first day of Shavuos was Yom Tov, and he had the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov. The second day for him is also Yom Tov. So he went to Yom Tov Sheni Minyan, and he heard the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov. The next Shabbos, he's back in yeshiva, and they're learning Parshas Bahaloscha. And Parshas Nosoi, he didn't hear. Now, the minhag is that the boys try to make a minyan on the second day of Shavuos. They try to make a minyan in Mincha, where they learn Parshas Nosoi, and the beginning of Parshas Bahaloscha. They try to find where. But a person does not have a chiyuv to do that. If it did not work out, and he davened in a minyan, he did not hear Parshas Nosoi, the next Shabbos is Parshas Bahaloscha, and he learns in the yeshiva where there's no minyan to hear Parshas Nosoi, he does not need to travel to find a place where they're going to learn Parshas Nosoi, and he misses out Parshas Nosoi. Now the question is, what about Shnayim Mikro Vechotel? Does he need to learn Shnayim Mikro Vechotelgum or not? Now, when we put it into two shittas, then it comes out very easy. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, a person needs to prepare Kriyas HaTorah. Now this boy, he's not going to ever hear Parshas Nosoi this year. So he's a chore, he does not need to prepare the Kriyas HaTorah Parshas Nosoi. So he won't need to learn Shnayim Mikro Vechotelgum. Whereas according to Rashi, where a person has a personal chiyuv to go through all the sedders of the year, so even though he's not going to hear Parshas Nosoi in Shul, but since Parshas Nosoi is one of the sedders in the Torah, he has to learn Shnayim Mikro Vechotelgum of Parshas Nosoi, because he needs to learn through all the sedders of the Torah, and so even though he's not going to hear in Kriyas HaTorah, but a person has a chiyuv to go through all the sedders of the Torah, so the chora he needs to learn Parshas Nosoi, so that week he'll need to learn Parshas Nosoi and Parshas Balischa. That's the chora what would be the psak, the halach. But we'll see that it's not so basic to say such a thing. We come with another interesting case, and then we'll come back to this. A boy becomes bar mitzvah on Parshas Lech Lecha. He becomes bar mitzvah. And once a boy becomes bar mitzvah, he's mechuyev to keep all the tayag mitzvahs and all the dinei derabanan, and he needs to start learning Shnayim Mikro Vechotelgum. Now Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach he did not learn, because he was a boy, but under bar mitzvah. Now he becomes bar mitzvah, and he's mekabel loyal to mitzvahs, and he needs to start Shnayim Mikro Vechotelgum. Now he starts the Parshas Lech Lecha. What happens is Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach. Does he need to learn Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach or not? Parshas Lech Lecha, he needs to continue. But what about the sedders which he missed out? Now lechora, it depends. If the reason to learn Shnayim Mikro Vechotelgum is like Rabbeinu Chananel, that person needs to be prepared for Kriyas HaTorah. So this boy becomes bar mitzvah and Parshas Lech Lecha. From Parshas Lech Lecha, he has to be prepared. And from Parshas Lech Lecha, he has to do Shnayim Mikro Vechotelgum. Bereishis and Noach have gone. He doesn't need to. But according to the Rashi, that a person needs to go through the sedders of the whole year, he needs to go. So this boy, he needs to go through Bereishis and Noach, because he needs to go through all the Torah from the beginning of the end. Well, that, no, but it finishes at Simchas Torah. The last day is Simchas Torah. If he did it, the Chor is Yotze. That's a subject by itself. But let's talk about the hidden door. Make it easy. Okay, he didn't learn Shnayim Mikro Vechotelgum. So according to Rashi, he'd have to learn, after his bar mitzvah, Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Noach. So that's easy. When it's Bereishis and Noach, it's okay. But what happens is his bar mitzvah is Parshas Hazino. Until his bar mitzvah, he didn't learn Shnayim Mikro Vechotelgum. So Parshas Hazino is going to start from the beginning of Bereishis till he won't go to the suit of his bar mitzvah. He's so busy. So it's very clear that a boy who becomes bar mitzvah does not need to be mashlim. He doesn't need to, but the question is why not? If we say a person needs to go through all the sedders of the Torah, why does he not need to learn Shnayim Mikro Vechotelgum? What was that? Right. So there's one other halacha which is also an interesting halacha which will possibly explain this, and then we can go back to our chutzlaetz ways in Eretz Yisrael. There's a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch in the Gemara that a person can say Shnayim Mikro Vechotelgum according to the Rashi till Shemini Atzeres. You can say, he didn't say Parshas Bereishis, he can say Til Shmini Atzeres, and possibly Lechatchila. But what happens if a person knows in another 3 weeks he's going to be under a lot of pressure, and then he won't be able to learn Shnei Mikra Vecho Targum? The halacha is a person cannot say Shnei Mikra Vecho Targum early. You can say it after Shabbos, but you cannot say it now for Parshas Chayesor. Now you could say for Parshas Noyach. You can't say it in advance. Now, why is it that a person cannot say it in advance? What is wrong with saying now on Moitzi Simchas Torah, doing the whole of Sefer Bereishis, all of Sefer, the whole Torah? What's wrong? Why do we have to wait for each Parshas? So the explanation is that the chiyuv of Shnei Mikra Vecho Targum is that when we get to Parshas Noyach, then you get a chiyuv to learn the Parshas Noyach. The chiyuv is till Simchas Torah. When you get to Lech Lecha, you get a chiyuv to learn Lech Lecha, and the chiyuv is till Simchas Torah. When you get to Vayera, the chiyuv starts to learn Parshas Vayera, and the chiyuv is to read it till Rizai Sabuach, till Simchas Torah. But the chiyuv works that every single week you get a chiyuv to learn this Parsha. And it's not something which at the beginning of the year you get a chiyuv to learn the whole Torah from the beginning till the end. But every single week, this week you're mechuyev to learn, this week Seder, and the chiyuv is still Simchas Torah. And therefore, Bar Mitzvah boy, when the Parshas Bereishis, since he wasn't Bar Mitzvah, he didn't get the chiyuv to learn Parshas Bereishis. His chiyuv will start from when he becomes Bar Mitzvah. So if he becomes Bar Mitzvah on Parshas Ha'azino, he'll only start his chiyuv from to learn Parshas Ha'azino, and his chiyuv will be till Simchas Torah, the Shabbat will be till Simchas Torah. But he doesn't get a chiyuv to learn the whole Seder from the beginning of the end. The chiyuv is to learn from that week, and the time is still Simchas Torah. So, if so, when we come back now to Zalman is an Eretz Yisrael. This boy was an Eretz Yisrael, and for him he had Yom Tov Sheni, he had Shavuos on Friday and on Shabbos, and he heard the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. His Kriyas HaTorah of Ben Chutz La'aretz was Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov. The next Shabbos, his Kriyas HaTorah, now he's in Eretz Yisrael, is Parshas Baha'aloyscho. Parshas Nosoi, he was never chayav to lein. So if so, will this boy need to lein Parshas Nosoi? If what we said now, that the chiyuv is not a chiyuv to learn lein all the seders of the year, but every single week brings you that chiyuv. So Parshas Bereishis brings you the chiyuv of Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Lech Lecha brings you chiyuv of Parshas Lech Lecha. This person never had a Parshas Nosoi. So there was nothing which ever brought him the chiyuv to lein Parshas Nosoi. No, he didn't, because he was like a Ben Chutz La'aretz. Permanent Chutz La'aretz doesn't have a chiyuv. Because for his Kriyas HaTorah, he doesn't, his chiyuv won't start, because he since now he's a Ben Chutz La'aretz, and next Shabbos he's going to learn the Kriyas HaTorah of Chutz La'aretz. Oh, someone's in England, right. That makes an easier say. Right, he's in England. He's in, right. Right. There's an interesting halacha of that. When's the time to learn Shnei Mikra Vecho Targum Zayis HaBracha? Because you can't say the parsha early, right? It says in the Shulchan Aruch that the time of Zayis HaBracha is on Ishan Rabba. So I don't know if someone need before Ishan Rabba if they're not Yotza, but it says in all the poskim the time of Ishan of Kriyas HaTorah Zayis HaBracha is Ishan Rabba. So what was that? Oishan Rabba. No, Oishan Rabba and on. Not before Oishan Rabba. From Oishan Rabba till Simchas Torah. So you got in Eretzel 2 days and Chutz La'aretz 3 days. That's what. So. So, coming back to our. This boy is in Eretzel, or someone is traveling to Eretzel, his Kriyas HaTorah was Yom Tov. The next week is Parshas Baha'aloyscho, and Parshas Nosoi, he was never mechuyav. So lechora, also according to Rashi, he won't need to learn Parshas Nosoi. So it works out. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, well, the whole thing is to prepare Kriyas HaTorah, there's no need to learn Parshas Nosoi. And even according to Rashi, where the Kriyas HaTorah, he needs to learn all the sets of the Torah, but here, this person was never mechuyev to learn parshas Nosei. And it also sounds a bit funny. What would they say? That a bar mitzvah boy doesn't need to because every week's mechuyev. So if a bar mitzvah is not mechuyev, then someone who goes from chutz l'aretz Yisrael, they also won't be mechuyev. It also sounds a bit funny.
If they do it at mincha on the yom tov afternoon, then they do learn the Nosei.
Yes. But we started off with the shita of the Ravan, where the Ravan says that someone, the whole chiyuv of Shnei Mekovecho Targum is only for someone who's not going to be in shul. Someone who's going to be in shul, they don't have a chiyuv of Shnei Mekovecho Targum. But someone who won't take Yes Torah, the Ravan says only he has a chiyuv of Shnei Mekovecho Targum. The Shonim say that it's not right. The Amorim for sure went to shul, and they heard Kriyas Torah, but still they learned Shnei Mekovecho Targum. It could be that the Rishonim, Rashi also agrees to the Ravan, that the idea of Shnei Mekovecho Targum is that a person needs to go through all the centers of the Torah, like they have Kriyas Torah. But the Rishonim say, even if he goes to shul, he still has a chiyuv to learn Shnei Mekovecho Targum. They don't argue with the idea that a person needs to go through the whole Torah. So it could be that even this person who won't hear Parshas Nosei, here he'll have a chiyuv of the Ravan. That since he's not going to shul, he is not going to hear Kriyas Torah Parshas Nosei, he will need to learn Parshas Nosei. Okay, that's according to Rashi. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, where the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah does paskan like Rabbeinu Chananel, that the idea of Shnei Mekovecho Targum is to prepare Kriyas Torah. Still, this pastor boy won't have Parshas Nosei. So there's no reason for him to prepare Parshas Nosei. So if so, the Chori, he won't need to learn Parshas Nosei. Which also, still, it sounds that's not right. So there's one halach in the Shulchan Aruch, which is brought down in the Ramah, which is a very interesting halach. The Ramah says that a person should also learn Shnei Mekovecho Targum of the Haftarahs. Okay, we not, I don't know if we know yet, we are, those who are, those who aren't, but the Ramah says a person needs to learn the Haftarahs. Why? Because the Ramah paskens like Rabbeinu Chananel, that the idea of Shnei Mekovecho Targum is to know what's going to be learned. So like I need to know what's going to be learned in the Kriyas Torah, I need to know what's going to be learned in the Haftarah, so I need to learn Shnei Mekovecho Targum of the Haftarah. That's what the Ramah says. Now there's a minhag, which is very rare, but there was a minhag in the olden days that on the Shabbos when there was a chosen in shul, they had the haftarah of Sois Osis Vashem. Kivsois chosen al kala yosel aichel ekoich, the haftarah which they learned when there was a chosen in shul. Says the Ramah that even, let's say it's Parshas Noyach, and there's a chosen in shul, says the Ramah, now which haftarah should you learn Shnei Mekovecho Targum? Should you learn the haftarah of Parshas Noyach, or the haftarah of, Sois Osis? I forgot the shchedesh. So which haftarah do we learn? Sois Osis or the haftarah of Parshas Noyach? Says the Ramah, you don't learn Sois Osis, you learn Parshas Noyach, even though there's a chosn in shul. So the Bira Mishnah Berurah, yes, the Magen Avraham asks, why not? In shul they're going to learn Sois Osis, and the idea is to understand what's going to be learned in shul. So the Mishnah Berurah comes with a big chiddush. Mishnah Berurah says that this minhag to learn Sois Osis was not that they had a special haftarah Sois Osis of 25 psukim. They learned 3 psukim from the haftarah of Sois Osis, and then they learned the haftarah of Parshas Noyach. So if so, Sois Osis he knows because every 2 weeks he's gone oifuf. But the haftarah of Parshas Noyach he needs to prepare. So he does Shnei Mekovecho Targum of Parshas Noyach. That's what the Mishnah Berurah comes to answer the question of the Magen Avraham. But says the Mishnah Berurah, then the Bi'ur HaGoyah, it seems not like that. When there was a chosn in shul, they learned the whole haftarah of Sois Osis. So if so, the Mishnah Berurah asks, and he needs it. Why is it that he learned Shnei Mekovecho Targum of Sois Osis, of the Parshas Noyach and not Sois Osis? But the chiddush of the pshat is that a person doesn't need to prepare himself for the haftarah they're going to learn in his shul. But the idea is, like Daf HaYomi, the whole idea of Daf HaYomi is that everyone will be in the same subject. The haftarah of everyone is Parshas Noyach. In his shul, they have a simcha, so they're learning Sois Osis. But the haftarah of Klal Yisrael is Parshas Noyach, so he needs to prepare Parshas Noyach, not Sois Osis. So in the same way, someone who's a ben chutz la'aretz, who's in Eretz Yisrael, the kriyas ha'Torah of Eretz Yisrael is parshas Nosei. He's got his personal Yom Tov, because he's a chutznik. So he's got Yom Tov. It's like he's got a chosn in shul, where his kriyas ha'Torah will be the kriyas ha'Torah of Yom Tov. But the kriyas ha'Torah of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is parshas Nosei. So therefore, the chayva, he will have to also be mashed in parshas Nosei to be in the same inyan.
Very nice.